Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout.
I still don't really know what that song is, but I know you were dancing to it and singing this morning, so I like it, and I will put it on my playlist.
It's good. It's Jackson. Johnny Cash and June Carter doing a little bit of old school, so that was on my playlist today. But that, Karen, that is not why we're here. Yeah, so what we're here to talk about is another thing about certainty. And I was thinking about this the other day, Kara, and I want to toss it out to you, see what you think about it. So often we talk about our own relationship with certainty or uncertainty and all of that good stuff. But I wonder, how do we try so hard to create certainty for other people? Right? So what I mean by that is that there are so many things we do in the world where we don't want people to be uncomfortable with uncertainty. So we try to rationalize it or make it better, or we do rituals, rhythms, and routines that create certainty for people. And sometimes at our own expense.
So there's a couple different directions like I could go with this, because what that just made me think of is I wonder if you're, but people's relationship with certainty has them trying to make other people feel certain, because I don't really care if people feel certain or not,
mm-hmm.
because uncertainty is okay with me. So it's like, okay, well, what's going to happen is what's going to happen. But when I think about, you know, it's so funny because like you think back to high school or think back to college and, you know, that classic thing or like, oh, he didn't call. And then everybody's friends is like, oh, well, he didn't call because he was busy, or, oh, he probably had a class, or he probably had football practice, or he probably had to go see his mother. It's just like, maybe he's just not that friggin' into you. I think that it's a combination in my head of the need for certainty coupled with the need for making somebody feel better.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we do it in many, many different ways. And sometimes it can even backfire. So I guess, let me give you a little backstory of what prompted this whole thinking. So I was listening to a podcast where somebody was getting coached. And what happened was the person getting coached, her daughter was very concerned about having COVID, right? So somebody else that she had been around had COVID or went to school with had COVID. And the mom kept saying things like, you probably don't have it. You probably, you know, you're overreacting. It's not going to be a big deal. You're going to be fine, etc. Well, the daughter said, I'm not talking to my mom about this. In fact, my mom just invalidated all of my fears, all of my concerns about what's going on. So the daughter says, do not call me, do not bother me, and I am now going to not talk to you, right? So the mom is there getting coached to say, how do I get my daughter to talk to me? Well, maybe validate her feelings of uncertainty as opposed to trying to talk her out of it. So the mom so desperately wanted to make the daughter feel better that instead she made her daughter feel alone and not supported. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and I wonder, and we don't have to go down the mom route here, but I wonder how many, like, if that's just like a natural, because neither of us are moms.
Right.
But if that's just a natural thing for a mom to want to make your kid feel better. And now that I'm thinking about that, right, I mean, hey, I get 10 nieces and nephews, and of course I'm going to want to make them feel better, but I feel like I would want to make them feel better from a place of knowing, like where they truly are. It's almost like, what are the facts about what's going on? And hey, yeah, it makes sense that you might be freaking out a little bit here. And of course you're going to be freaking out a little bit here because of all these different things that are happening. And you know what? Sometimes you just don't freaking know until you know.
Right. And I think that's it. The certainty is I'm with you. I'm by your side. I am here for you no matter what. And just by being able to say something like, yeah, it is scary. Yeah, this is unknown, makes the person seen, heard, and feel validated for where they are. And the certainty is we're going to get through whatever it is together, as opposed to trying to minimize how people feel.
You know, Jen, that reminds me of a text string and actually then a conversation that I had with one of my nephews the other day. And, you know, his girlfriend goes off to college. So they're trying to figure out, like, you know, how do they do this, right? How do they do this relationship? And one of the things that I had said to him, I'm like, you know, of course you're going to miss her. And, you know, it's normal to miss her. You know, you've spent a boatload of time with her. And now you guys together get to figure out how to do this. Like, there's no right way to do it. There's no wrong way to do it. There's just your way to do it. So how do you just sit there and say, hey, okay, great. This is what we have. These are the cards that we have for right now. How do we want to play them?
Yeah. Yeah. So this driving need that people have sometimes to create certainty for other people are going to be at the expense of what the relationship really maybe needs. Let me give a different example of how this can show up. If you're a people pleaser, this is what we're talking about. So if you say yes when you don't want to, when you go out of your way or have other people's needs supersede your own, there is something about trying to create certainty for that other person, right? I see Karen, so I need to tell you what's going on. She's looking up at the ceiling. I'm like, does that make sense? What do you think?
Well, I'm trying to wrap my head around that a little bit. And yeah, because, well, but did the people pleasing piece of it, is it making you feel better or is it making them feel better?
Right. Well, it's sort of like you're creating certainty is I'm the dependable one. I'm here to help you. I will make sure you feel comfortable. I will make sure you have the support that you need. You know, I will step in and do something, right? So, for example, let's say somebody calls you up and say, hey, I need some help. I'm having a garage sale this weekend, and I have no one else to count on, right? So if a people pleaser says yes, because they don't want to let the person down or they feel bad or guilty if they said no. They're trying to create certainty as opposed to making the other person figure out a plan C that needs to happen with it.
Yeah. So the thing is then it almost flips to the, like, why are you saying yes?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Another example is like when we do obligations and we get into the rhythms, rituals, and routines, right? Of like, if I call you every Sunday at 7, like clockwork, there's a certainty that's being created through that. And so it's just an interesting way to look at how do we create certainty for other people? When we try to create certainty for other people, are we helping them? Are we sort of making them feel more alone? And at certain times, does our own trying to make people feel certain come at our own expense? Just interesting things to think about.
Yeah, true. So ask yourself those questions then, right? When do you try to make people feel better when you don't even know? Like,
right.
When are you just making stuff up?
Yeah. When do you use rationalization and excuses so that people don't have that uncertainty? Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I just, it hit me. It struck me. We'll see if it lands with anybody, but there you have it.
Okay.
All right.
We're done.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our No BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.